A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I, the Lord your God, teach you what is for your good, and lead you on the way you should go. If you would hearken to my commandments, your prosperity would be like a river, and your vindication like the waves of the sea. Your descendants would be like the sand, and those born of your stock like its grain, their name never cut off or blotted out from my presence. The Word of the Lord. Last week I was at a luncheon at the University Club in New York City, and Archbishop Dolan, the new Archbishop from New York, was the speaker. It was a very religiously diverse audience, and the Archbishop spoke about partnering with the city to make it a more human place, to help advance what is true and good and beautiful. For me, one of his most inspiring lines is he spoke about the church as a yes, yes church, not as it is often mistakenly construed as a no, no church. He spoke of a church that is to be good news, constantly saying yes to what truly advances the human condition, yes to what is true, what is good and beautiful, promoting God's ways, God's values, not imposing them on our society. Isaiah, in his prophetic oracle, rhythmically rolls out the way to do just that. I, the Lord your God, teach you what is for your good and lead you on the way you should go. The way is living and promoting God's values of justice, peace, and charity, advancing what is good for me and what is good for us, for our families, for our church, and for our cities. Again, not imposing our values, but by the very way we live, attracting people to the way we live, to have that sparkle. So people see us, the way we act and the way we talk, and say, this person has something in them. You know, what is it? Why do you believe what you believe? And why do you do what you do? The river of God's grace and prosperity flowing through us into the world. If you would hearken to my commandment, your prosperity will be like a river. In choosing the way of God, we open ourselves to the river of God's grace. And we allow God's prosperity, God's goodness and mercy to flow in and through us to others. We become vessels, conduits of the river of God, bringing God's prosperity to our family, our church, and to our cities, truly advancing what is true and good and beautiful. This Advent season is a new opportunity to reflect on how we can be better vessels for the river of God's grace and prosperity. What blocks the river from flowing in and through us? What grace do we need this Advent season to keep the river flowing? Come, Lord Jesus.